You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, and welcome back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Plus, you can also catch our Wausau local segments at 22 and 52 after the hours during the 7 and 8 o'clock hour on our WXCO YouTube channel as well. Go to youtube.com and go to the 98.9 WXCO channel, and you can see live our segments, and you can also go back and listen to previous segments as well. Hey, I'm back. Yes, after a week away, I am Chad Holmes, back here after taking my summer vacation. The way I do it every year is at the end of the school year, because we do so many broadcasts of high school sports, I never want to take away any time during the midst of the season. So when the school year ends, when the spring sports ends, I take a week off, and I always go out to Vegas and play a little poker in the World Series of Poker. So I did that last week, and was in the hot weather out in Las Vegas, but it is great to be back. It's great to see across the way our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, hey.
Chad. It's great to have you back.
Held down the fort last week, made sure that everything, all the walls didn't come tumbling down.
Yeah.
But no, it's wonderful to see you. It's wonderful to be back coming up here during our local segments today. I'm going to discuss I would say controversial, I guess there's disagreement when it comes to the city of Wausau and their contract with a religious group for a shelter for the homeless. And it's obviously a very, I think at times, difficult issue, but I think it's something that should be discussed as well. And I have a few thoughts on that we'll discuss coming up in just a few minutes. Also, I'm going to talk about a little bit later on a discussion that I heard when I was in Vegas at the World Series of Poker. There is a one of the most famous poker players, one of the most decorated poker players in history, who is a Wisconsin native. His name is Phil Hellmuth. And during the main event of the World Series of Poker, I was watching, and during the course of the poker, you know, players at the table talk, you know, and they talk about different things.
Right.
And Phil Hellmuth talked about something, and it caught my attention because it, I think, kind of is a microcosm of what a lot of well-to-do folks think. And I think it really perked my ears up, and we're going to talk about that because I think it has a lot to do with the mindset of a lot of well-to-do, and also I think the mindset of a lot of folks in government and concerning taxes. So I want to talk about that a little bit later on. And also, of course, I imagine you probably missed last week not being able to have your number for the day quiz. I imagine that was hard.
It was nice to have a week off.
You've been
and
doing pretty
back, and I'm ready to recharge a brain and get. I started with a new set of numbers this week.
But you were doing very well in the last number of weeks. I think the last 2 weeks, I think you may have had winning weeks, if I'm not mistaken. At the very
three
least,
three out of five, I believe.
Yeah, so you were doing pretty well. So see if you can take that break, get rejuvenated, and then come back and get off to a good start today. So we'll do that as well. So that's on the itinerary coming up here during our local segments, again, at 22 and 52 after the hour at 7 and 8 o'clock in these hours. Right now, it's a very pleasant start. I got to tell you, after being in temperatures in the upper 100s, not the 190s, the upper 100s in Vegas last week, it's very refreshing here in north central Wisconsin. It looks like it's going to be a warm day. Temperature getting into the 80s, mid-80s, in fact, before all is said and done today. But then we do have a chance of some rain tonight into tomorrow and tomorrow night, and especially Wednesday as well. So it looks like it could be a rather wet week. By the way, how was the weather here last week? What did I miss? What happened last week that I may have missed?
Well, honestly, the temperatures have been, well, summer-like, to say at least, which I believe is pretty normal. It's been in the mid to low 80s for most of the week. We had a little bit of rain over a couple of days. Some days it was raining pretty hard, too.
Mm.
This weekend was, well, unfortunately, it was not the best weekend to be outside because we had an air quality alert for the entire weekend.
Yeesh.
Because of the wildfires. And, you know, it really sucks for my family because my mom and my brother Logan like to sit outside on our back porch when the weather is nice. And because of the air quality, they couldn't actually do it until, like, Sunday evening. Well, the air quality was starting to get a little better by the evening, but for Friday and Saturday, it's just there was a lot of haze, and unfortunately, it didn't help with my sinuses at all.
I can imagine. But yeah. No, it's that time. I mean, it's like last summer. We had the same issues with the Canadian wildfires and the air quality a year ago as well.
The weird thing was, though, they didn't say where the wildfires were coming from. It just said wildfires. Oh, so I don't know if it was from Canada or somewhere else, but it just said there was the haze from the wildfires somewhere close to us.
Good point. Should not assume. Never assume. Real quickly, also, as well, I mean, I'm coming back. I don't think the Brewers may have lost since I was away because the Brewers have won 7 games in a row.
No, the Brewers have been doing exceptionally well.
I actually, last week, I was walking through one of the casinos, and I saw in the sportsbook area that these big TVs, and it was like a day game, the last game the Brewers were playing Los Angeles, the Dodgers. So I sat down and was watching for a while, and there, in that part of the country, a lot of Dodger fans. So Dodgers were winning until the Brewers came back in the ninth to tie it and then win it in the tenth. And I'm just sort of sitting there quietly while a lot of folks were getting upset. But the Brewers doing very well, just one game behind the Cubs in the NL Central. But coming up again in the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about this issue. Try to look at it from all perspectives when it comes to the city of Wausau and their deal with a religious group that has some discriminatory concerns involved in it. So we'll discuss that coming up at 7:52. But coming up next, we'll get it back to a Pat Kreitler who's celebrating his 600th show of Up North, well, the Pat Mornings with Pat Kreitler. But we'll send it back to Pat after the farm report coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Glad you can be with us here on this Monday morning on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is the Wausau Morning Report during Mornings with Pat Kreitler, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, we are back after I was away last week, but back at our normal schedule at 52 and 22 after the hours. I should say 22 and 52 after the hours during the 7 and 8 o'clock hours. We focus on what's going on here from our Wausau studios. And again, with our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. And Ian, last week when I was gone, a rather significant vote occurred in the Wausau City Council.
Oh, yeah?
Concerning a contract with the Bridge Street Mission in order to provide some emergency shelter for those who do not have a home, our unhoused community, which is an issue here in the Wausau area. I am
familiar with the Bridge Street shelter. I have heard of them.
And there's some controversy involved in it. And I think and it's not an easy situation, to say the least. And right now, the city of Wausau has, again, an issue when it comes to the unhoused. And the council, after some pushback from members of the community and others, has decided to provide $1.25 million over 5 years to Bridge Street Mission to run a year-round emergency night shelter.
Wow.
And this is despite the organization's stated policy of not hiring employees or volunteers who, quote, whose sexual behavior violates biblical truths and principles.
Oh,
it's a very difficult situation, and there was those who pushed back that there should not be discrimination and discriminatory policies involved in an organization where city tax dollars and city revenues are going towards. But on the other side of the coin is the idea that the Bridge Street Mission was the only organization that responded to a request for proposals. So there was a case where there was not another easy choice in order to provide the important shelter for the unhoused community. But there is, I think, a lot of uncomfortableness when it comes to basically giving a free pass to discrimination.
That's not good.
Well, right now, there's a temporary night shelter currently operated by the city of Wausau and Marathon County. It's scheduled to close on December the 31st. It typically serves 50 to 60 people each night, according to the police chief of Wausau, Matt Barnes. Catholic Charities will resume its winter night shelter, but with a typical capacity of just 30, according to an article at WausauPilotandReview.com. City officials said many people will be left without a place to go. Bridge Street Mission plans to open a renovated shelter at its new campus at 325 North First Avenue. According to city documents, this $1 million renovation will be funded independently by the nonprofit. But there is going to be a contract that the city will contribute the requested capital, beginning with $350,000 in 2026 and a $50,000 reduction in funding each subsequent year. The contract is set to renew automatically each subsequent year, and starting in 2031, Bridge Street Mission plans to operate the shelter without funding from local governments. Their statement of beliefs, their doctrine from Bridge Street Mission outlines its opposition to gender transition and restricts hiring based on sexual behavior. It was discussed by the council and in committee as well. And there were some alders who pushed back that the city should not fund an organization unwilling to commit to equal opportunity employment or comply with non-discriminatory protections. And the District 3 alder, Terry Killian, in the pilot article, was quoted as saying, "The Pledge of Allegiance stated that liberty and justice for all. It did not state liberty and justice for all unless you are gay." And that, I think, is a very good point.
Yes, it is.
It is such a difficult position question here, because the bottom line, I think, for some folks who may be very disturbed with the idea of giving city funding to a discriminatory organization, I think it's fair to say that, and that's not to say that Bridge Street Mission doesn't do a lot of wonderful things to help people in need. But the idea of the discrimination aspect is very disturbing to a lot of people. We see way too much discrimination right now in so many areas of our lives, of our public lives out there, where within communities. And instead of pushing back against it to get into a deal with them is, I think, something that is so disturbing to many folks. But then
it's a double-edged sword, in my opinion.
Yeah, and then you think about the those that don't have a home, that need, especially in the winter months,
very much
the shelter. And then you think, what's, and you try to get down, I think, to the nub of the whole question about is providing that shelter so important that you're able to not overlook, I think that's a bad way of putting it, but to understand that perhaps that's more important. And I don't know. And it's just, you wish that a group like the Bridge Street Mission that does so much good work would realize that discrimination in any form is not the right way to go. And
no, it is not.
And it continues even to, I think, a bigger aspect is that that governments and cities and states and our federal government should be funding at a higher level to aid the people in need instead of looking for ways to cut taxes for those who have more. And that's something I'm going to talk about in our next local WASA segment at 8:22, about the idea of those who have all wanting more and maybe not realizing, in a sense, that while their lives are not adversely affected with paying a little more taxes, those who don't have enough are adversely affected when certain things go away.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have that coming up at 8:22. And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We are with you at 22 and 52 after the hour for these segments in the 7 and 8 o'clock hours. I am Chad Holmes, along with our in-studio producer and engineer, Ian Welsh. And Ian, we will have your topic for the number for the day quiz coming up at the end of this segment, and then we'll do that for the first day of the week at the end of the program as well.
After a week off, I'm ready to get back to
it. I'm sure you are. So, and last week I was off, and I was in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, as they say. I like to go out there during the summertime and play in the World Series of Poker. I played in couple of events out there, got a little bit of bad luck. My aces were cracked the first day and my kings were cracked the second day, but it was still fun. So again, did not get lucky this time around. Yeah, I have a little bit of luck, and the luck was not on my side. But one of the fun things about playing poker is, number one, I was able to get away from things for a week. Because when you're at the poker table, you're not thinking about Donald Trump, and you're not thinking about some of these issues. And it was nice to get away from it all. But as well, you know, and one of the fun aspects is you have people around the table, and often sometimes they'll be quiet, but other times, and for the most part, there is it's a social game. You talk around the table. And not during my tournament, I was actually watching some coverage of the main event, which is the big one. It's streamed, and I was actually watching some early part of the main event last week. And one of the most famous and most decorated poker players in the world is a Wisconsin native. His name is Phil Hellmuth. And he is the all-time winner at the World Series of Poker. He's won 17 World Series bracelets, which are awarded to winners of tournaments at the World Series.
Cool.
He was a main event champion back in 1989. He is a Madison native. And actually, a number of years ago, I was at the World Series. I was just watching. I was watching Hellmuth play. And there was an older woman who was next to me, and started talking to her, and found out that was Phil Hellmuth's mother. And we were talking about Wisconsin, because she still lives in Wisconsin. And we were talking about what was going on, because that week there had been some severe storms in Wisconsin. We're talking about that. A very nice lady. So that was kind of fun. But Phil Hellmuth was at the table during the main event, and he was talking to his table mates about taxes. And I thought, oh, perk my ears up. And he was talking to, he said he'd asked his wife about moving to Las Vegas because he lives in California. And if you move to Las Vegas for more than 6 months of the year, you have a lower tax rate, because in Nevada, the tax rate is lower than in California. And Phil Hellmuth said that his wife said, well, you can do it, but I'm not. and also his wife said, one of your best friends made $4 billion. I imagine it was part of a company, and paid $2 billion in taxes. So man up. But the point of the conversation was that Phil Hellmuth, who is he likes to drop names, and he's got a lot of very rich friends, and he's very wealthy himself. But he's a guy that's got friends on both sides of the political aisle. I follow him on social media. He talks about his buddies who sometimes are Republicans. He talked about playing cards with Ted Cruz recently, but he's also a big supporter of J.B. Pritzker, the Democratic governor of Illinois. And he's touted his relationship with Pritzker and the fact that he's given donations to him, but he says he's given donations to Republicans, he's given donations to Democrats. The thing is, he likes to name drop, and he has a lot of rich and famous friends, and he's talked about his good life often on social media. He talks about what a wonderful life he has, how blessed he is to have money and to be able to do all this stuff. But the point of what caught my attention is that maybe I think he doesn't realize, in a sense, that when you hear a super rich person, and I think Phil Hellmuth is somebody that's very, very wealthy, talking about, you know, California's taxes being too high. And my thought was, Phil, if you moved to Las Vegas for tax purposes, how would this great life that you always talk about, he has a hashtag PH great life.
PH great life.
Phil Hellmuth great life. He talks about what a great life he has. If he paid a little bit fewer taxes, how would that affect his great life? He obviously has a great life living in California with his wife and family.
Right.
He still is able to do all this incredible stuff that some of us would just dream about. And I think in this era where we have one political party and one political philosophy that thinks about tax cuts for the wealthy all the time, and somehow trying to plant in the minds of some of these people that somehow they're being stolen from, when that's not the case.
No, it's not.
His life and other wealthy folks' lives will not be changed if their taxes are up a little bit. But the people who lose benefits because of tax cuts to the wealthy, what we saw in the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, it's going to affect health care. It's going to affect other social safety net policies and programs. And it's going to affect people's lives in the middle and lower income brackets significantly. But I heard Phil, and I'm thinking, Phil, you don't get it. Your life is not going to be changed. And you obviously live a wonderful life in California paying whatever taxes you get. So I heard that, and I think that's sort of a microcosm of what we're going through as a country right now. And I hope that people actually talk about this. I think it's a good thing to talk about it. So that was just a little bit of a taste of what I was doing last week when I'm trying to get away from it all, but thinking about it in a certain way as well. Hey, real fast, your topic for the number for the day quiz is a similar topic than what we had a couple of weeks ago.
All right.
Superman.
Nice.
Because Superman movie came out.
Oh, yeah.
So the Superman will be our topic coming up in our number for the day quiz,
which we will
wrap things up. And we'll be back at 8:52 for a final segment during our WASA WXCO morning report. But coming up next, we'll send it back to Pat Kreitlow. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. After an information update on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It's the WXCO Morning Report during Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we'll be joined by Ted Hartke, who is the executive director of the local cancer charity Extra Innings. They have been providing funding and support to area families that are battling cancer. And they have another fundraiser coming up later this week. We'll talk about what's been going on at Extra Innings and also about the event coming up later in the week with Ted Hartke tomorrow morning. Also on Wednesday, we'll be talking to Robin Vargas of the Marathon County Public Library, her visit, and also scheduled to talk to Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater and the WASA Performing Arts Foundation, as it continues, as always, to be busy at the Grand. So both those folks will be with us on Wednesday as well. And also want to remind you that we still have a couple of more broadcasts of American Legion softball with WASA Post 10 scheduled for this week, final regular season games and broadcasts on Tuesday, tomorrow night, scheduled to have Wausau Post 10 against Marshfield with a airtime of 6:20 right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And then on Wednesday, the regular season finale as Post 10 will take on Merrill. Again, 6:20 airtime here on 98.9 WXCO. So lots coming up here in the next couple of days, and hopefully you can join us each and every weekday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. for the WXCO Morning Report during the 22 and 52 after the hour segments of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And then, of course, tune in as well tomorrow and Wednesday for Post 10 American Legion Softball. And in fact, we are getting closer and closer to the start of another big school year of high school play-by-play.
That's right.
Just over a month away. I believe it's the 20th. I think the 20th is our first broadcast, or maybe the 21st. I have to look at my calendar. I just got back to work, so I'll look at my calendar. But again, we're looking forward to that. And something I wanted to mention really quickly, and you're going to see some postings for myself, and we're going to talk about this as well. But the only way we can continue to do high school sports play-by-play is with the support of our listeners, number one, yeah. Because if nobody's listening, there's no point in doing it. But we are very happy with our listenership in terms of what we're getting, but also in terms of financial support, advertising support from local businesses. And again, frankly, we have not been at the level that we need to be. And I've been very fortunate to have the support of our folks in Madison with Civic Media. But at the same time, it will not continue forever. And as we get towards the start of a new year, if you're interested in helping support our broadcast of high school athletics, reach out to me, because through our salesperson, Aaliyah, we can get you a package to look at. Again, just, you know, if you're looking for information, if you reach out looking for information, it doesn't mean you're automatically committed to signing on. We believe that what you get out of the deal is really, really, really good for you, and it also is good for everybody else involved, whether it's the schools that we broadcast or us ourselves. But if you're interested in getting more information in terms of just being a sponsor, just to see what we're looking at, please reach out to me. You can send me an email, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. Again, that's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, or reach out to me on my social media channels as well, because we'd love to talk to you, not only about high school sports, but if you would love to be our name sponsor for the big high school sports show, which is starting up in just over a month as well, as we get an opportunity to talk to student athletes and coaches, we would love to talk to you about that as well. So again, it's important. We think it's important. I think it's important to continue to broadcast live play-by-play on the radio of our area high school student athletes at Wausau West and New McCathic. And that's our plan this this coming school year, Wausau West and New McCathic High School Sports, and to bring you the action of all the football games, and then, of course, during the winter with basketball and hockey, and then in the spring with baseball and softball as well. So, again, if you'd like more information, just to take a look at what we're offering, please reach out to me at Chad. Again, the email address, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, or reach out to me on the social media as well. And why do we do it, Ian? I always ask you this. Why why do we? I did 124 broadcasts last school year. Why do I run around all the time doing this?
It's because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Absolutely. So
never get tired of saying that.
No, we don't, and that's the whole thing as well. So again, we appreciate the support, and we'd love for you to be part of our broadcast as well. So again, reach out to me for that information. Hey, it's time to get back to it. Number for the day.
Yes.
And if you're not familiar, at the very end of the show, the last minute or two, we give Ian a quiz. And we give them three choices, one of which is our number for the day, and two of which are incorrect. Based on the math, He should get one out of three right, just by guessing. 33%. So anything above 33% is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. But we expect more, and we want a winning record, which is more right than wrong for the week, 3 out of 5. And then an A grade is 4 of 5, and then a perfect week is 5 of 5.
Mm-hmm.
But our topic today is Superman.
Okay,
ready. Superman opened up at theaters this weekend.
Yes.
Had a big weekend. What was the domestic North American box office for Superman?
Okay.
North American.
Okay.
Big opening for Superman. Was it $102 million? Was it $122 million? Was it $142 million?
You know, I'm going to say $122 million. I'm going with the middle answer to start off the week.
Superman opened with $122 million.
Nice.
One for one.
Awesome.
Hey, good start.
Absolutely.
Good to be back.
Yes, it is.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, everybody. Have a good Monday.
Matt and Air on Air coming up next on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.